attitude's like the aroma of your heart. If your attitude stinks, means your heart's not right. Jesus speaks to you.
What?
How's your attitude, Rob?
It's fine.
Then you'll be okay with the death call, right?
Keep moving, bro. That's Wasn't that a powerful image when you saw the sky view and him on the end zone? Wasn't that a powerful view? And then the change of heart there. Brock is every one of you here tonight. And you've gone past the 25, the 50, the 75 into the end zone. And the Holy Spirit has been there with you saying you can do it. You can go beyond what you think you can do. And when times have been tough and you've wondered and kept going, he's there for you. The change of heart that occurred in Brock occurred through each of those kind of yard lines, those quarters of life. Think of the quarters you've played so far. And as coach said, Brock, you're the most influential player. Father's looking at each of you and thinking, you are my Brocks. You are my influential players in this AFC and in these parishes. You are my Brocks. Jesus is looking at you and asking if you just open your hearts to the next 10 yards, to the next 5 yards. Think of what can happen for you. And then did you see the change of heart in the team? I'm aware of the time. And so I think we're right at 8. Is that right? Or what time is it? 7:53. Let's do a brief breaking of into small groups and some just Holy Spirit sharing with just question number 3 in terms of living hope. If I could get a hand passing these around. And just slide next to 2 or 3 or 4 people next to you, close to you. And give those to you, Paul. Thank you again. And we're just going to do question 3, the question on living hope. The transformation you may have seen in the clip or maybe even experienced in your own heart tonight. And we'll say a little prayer here to the Holy Spirit to bring living hope to our hearts. And to enliven our conversation and maybe meet new people or connect with old friends and reconnect with folks here in the community. You are the players on the field with Jesus in your AFC. And so let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit. Come guide and advocate. Come giver of life. Be in our hearts, open our hearts to this time of holy conversation and sharing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just ask somebody to write down a few notes and we'll have some brief sharing to conclude the night. But you have the next 5 minutes for discussion. Question number 3. In about 10 seconds, we'll bring it back in. We'll huddle up in 10 seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. All right, let's just do some Holy Spirit group sharing. Sharing of grace is from the fruit of your conversation. Last night we started over here, so we'll start over here tonight, over here. What were a couple things with regard to living hope? How did the team or the player or otherwise experience living hope? So change in the heart of the team, they stand up and to see what they could see what was going on, but Brock could not yet. How many times in your timeline have those around you been able to see the progress you're making even when you're blind to it? And how God looks at that, what a gift that is. Thank you. Over here in the back. They're all looking at each other. Experience an observation about living hope from the clip. Beautiful. So the conversation centered around how self-criticism gets in the way of real potential. And think about how the Lord must see us when we're really working through things and we're having some of that self-criticism creep in. Self-criticism is not, that is a spirit, it's not from God. And so we need to renounce that kind of self-talk in the spiritual life. And so when self-criticism kicks in, this is just a practical tip, just say, this is not from God, and in the name of Jesus, I reject it. And then move on with your day. Is that right, Father Craig? Okay, so we want to renounce those things in the name of Jesus, those things that get in the way, kind of the self-talk that Brock was having and that the team all had going through their head, and the coach proved him wrong. Up here.
We just said that Brock experienced hope by seeing what he was really capable of.
So Brock sees what he's really capable of and experiences living hope. Did you see that kid's face when he opened his eyes in the end zone? And there's living hope inside of him. He's given so much on the one hand, and he thinks it's going nowhere in his brain. And yet when he opens his eyes, coach says, you're in the end zone. What a gift that is, and how much the Holy Spirit wants that for each of us when we allow him to be our guide. Over here in the middle. Yeah, so the coach is telling him, and he chooses to trust coach. So when we choose to trust the Holy Spirit, even though it looks like an impossible 10 yards, there's a lot of grace that can go into that for us if we just choose, okay, Lord, I trust you. I lost my billfold in the Philadelphia airport. I left it on the plane about 5 years ago. And I said, Lord, I could get very angry at myself for the week, because I'm supposed to be there for a week, or I could choose to trust you right now. And I said, I'm going to choose to trust. I'm not going to waste any energy on being angry at myself or you or anybody else. And I went through an entire week in Philadelphia without my wallet. But then how do you get on a plane to get home? And I got to the airport at the end of the week, walked up to the line and said, I've lost my wallet. How do I get on this flight? And the guy checking me into the flight was the guy who registered my lost wallet report. And he says, you're that priest. And he looked down the line to the guy security and says, Johnny, this guy's story is legit. Let him on. When you choose to trust in those 10 yards, amazing things happen by God's grace. Over here, anybody over here that'd like to share? So how powerful it was for the team to witness it, but Brock lived living hope. So many times we wish we could be on the sidelines watching it and being inspired instead of being the source of living hope. But when you're on the field and on the line, it's a beautiful thing. It just costs. There's a cost to it. But then it's an irreplaceable experience. He lived living hope. I love that. Anyone over here? Okay, we'll switch over here. Was there somebody here? No? Okay. Yeah, okay, there's a hand at the back. Beautiful. This is how you know the Holy Spirit's leading our conversation, because a whole nother focus of the group on the blindfold and how acting in faith is acting in hope. Brock acted in hope because he could not see where he was at and yet kept going because of that blindfold. Beautiful, beautiful image of hope. Yeah. Add to that here, yes. He gave up, go deeper there. He gave up control. What do you mean? So he releases the situation in his heart. Again, the sign of an open heart is a release of the yard line, right? And you're pointing to that. That's beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, anyone over in this area here that would like to share? One of the small groups. Okay. So movement of the heart with Brock is from despair to hope. Trust coach. What happens if coach is not there? What happens if Brock hadn't invited the Holy Spirit into his life to speak into his life? Beautiful. And what can happen when he did? Awesome. One more over here. Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah. And that's a great, great insight. Like, what was Brock thinking as coach was pushing him? And then, you know, as the transformation of heart and his openness to coach as he kept going, and then he starts crying out, it hurts, you know, it hurts, it hurts. Everybody look down at your timeline. And your heart was probably in every one of the places that we've described tonight. And maybe it cried out in despair at one point and then moved into openness at another point. Maybe you cried out and said, Coach or Lord, it's too hard right now. I can't do it. Maybe you're like laughing at the blindfold and yet still acting in faith. Look at all of the places in your timeline where the Lord walked with you, where the Holy Spirit walked with you. And the changes of heart that occurred because the Holy Spirit inside of you is guiding you and coaching you. So let's surrender and lift up our timelines, our history, our life history to the Lord as we close in prayer tonight. Just invite you to hold those in your hands. Hold your timeline in your hand. And just open yourself up, close your eyes with me, and imagine yourself on the mountain of transfiguration where that change of heart takes place. And a change of heart leads to living hope in the heart. And Lord, for the journey that our hearts have been on in our individual timelines, we picture our hands holding our life, our timeline, and gently and peacefully placing them in your hands. The hands of a carpenter, weathered and smooth, the hands of someone who knows the field, The hands of a scholar who's turned a page. The hands of a Savior pierced. Lord, I place my timeline and my heart in your hands. And I invite the Holy Spirit, I give thanks for the Holy Spirit as my guide, as my coach, who's been there every step and every yard of the way. And I ask for his Spirit, that living hope, to flood my heart tonight. Lord, you filled the heart of our Mother Mary with living hope. No matter what she saw in her timeline, no matter the losses, the highs or the lows that she experienced, she was a witness to living hope. And so we close tonight praying, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That concludes tonight, and I'll turn it over to Father Craig.